Hey there, good morning everybody. This is Fish and Frank with more Radio Fishing. We got Captain Tom Fisher on the line. And Tom, good morning buddy, what's up?
Good morning, well, a little cool down here for the weekend, but looks like we're going to get better weather here starting about Tuesday.
Yeah, do you take the day off today with the wind?
Yeah, I took the day off. Plus it's Sunday, and sometimes you got to spend time with the little man, so...
Yeah, no,
it's a day off in the cold weather, and we're going to have some big gusts yesterday and today, and try to let it settle down before we get back after it tomorrow.
Now, how's the fishing been this last week?
Last week it was really good. I mean, it's been good. Everything's showing up. I don't know what this weekend will do. It may shut everything down for a few days. Not much, not everything, but we were getting our migration. Was going real good. We had our tarpon coming in just as hard as they could come. Of course, the big sharks were following them, and the cobia were coming. We had a lot of kings in the harbor.
Isn't that weird with the kings?
Well, they're following that bait. That bait's running in hard. I mean, we got thread fins all the way up to the 41 bridge, and they just dove in, and everything just kind of following that flush. I haven't seen as big as kings as I've seen this year in the harbor. We're catching them 50, 60 pounds.
That's what I'm hearing, and I missed it. You didn't even call me. You didn't even call and say, Frank, there's 30, 50-pound kings in the harbor. You never even called.
Well, sometimes you got to keep some stuff underneath your belt just for a couple of days.
Yeah, but you could have called me and said, Frank, come out, let's get some kings. I didn't have to do it. I didn't have to broadcast it. I would have just come out and fished with it. You didn't even bother to let me in on it.
Well, they're here. They're here to blow them down a little bit. They'll slow them down. I think it'll all just pick up from probably last Friday, right back in schedule about Tuesday. And we're going to let new moon phase coming in too, which is going to help things. So it looks like this kind of week's really going to flood.
Have you been doing anything with the tarpon?
The tarpon are doing this catching. We've caught a couple. We've jumped more than we've caught, but they're not really staging in. They're in big numbers and they're really active. You find them scattered, and you find them more or less resting after a long journey. They got here and they're kind of like taking a chill pill.
They doing that lineup thing along the west side, along the sandbar, usually out in about 5-6 feet of water. When they first come in, they just stack up along the bar.
They're on the west wall. A lot of them are down in around the beaches a little bit down south. And they are coming into the harbor and they're spotting around. You'll see more and more pull boats that they're pulling after them. They're sight fishing them for the early season like this.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about tarpon earlier and commenting about how some of the best tarpon fishing down here is in, like, September, October, even August.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's funny. It's the best kept secret in Florida. Best kept secret. Nobody knows about it.
Nope. Yeah, April, May, and June are the big months where the big ones come in, and they come up in here, and the big flush, they start to leave. But, It's also been dramatized by the weather. That's your best tarpon weather, because after, of course, July and August, it's super hot.
Yeah, but by the time you get into September,
it's not favorable for people to go out and spend all day out there. But
you get into September, you're talking some pretty nice weather again.
Yeah. I always tell people we got 5 months of great tarpon fishing out here, not three.
Yeah, it's April, May, June, September and October.
Yep.
So, now, what you been targeting? You been doing any snook, redfish, anything?
Well, we've been doing all kinds of stuff. Well, I've been doing a lot of spotty stuff. We've been doing some shark. We've been doing some tarpon. Of course, bigger fish, it's just kind of a swing and a miss. We keep all the tarpon gear on the boat now. We keep all the shark gear on the boat and then keep the back bay rods on the boat. You get you some, whatever you're going to use today.
You almost need a second boat to carry gear at this time of year.
It is exactly right. And if you go out with options you're going to catch whatever you can find, you're going to have a pretty good day. If you're going to go out and try to target a certain fish, say redfish, you're either going to be a hero or a zero. I mean, you know, you're going to get into a lot of them, and you're going to be fine, or you're going to spend all day looking for something that you want that's hard to find, you know. So what we do as captains, anyhow, what we're doing is, or what I'm doing, is I'll have everything on the boat fix you up, and we'll start out and maybe start catching some snook, and then riding the ball, you're looking for tarpon and cobia. Of course, you got your feelers out, so you got a little network out there. Somebody finds something, they'll call you on the tarpon and whatnot, and the sharks. And yeah, you can find your sharks on the reef on the bar too. Mackerel are all over. I mean, the whole harbor is just loaded down with mackerel and ladyfish. So, you know, you can hit some of those, and you just kind of progress. You go from one thing to another, one thing to another, and next thing you know, you know, your day is burnt down.
Yeah, I mean, it's, from what I'm hearing, it was a light switch just a couple weeks ago. Somebody flipped the switch, and all the fish started biting.
That's about it. It's, and if you just go out there and start catching whatever's there, ladyfish, mackerel, on the outside of the bar, it's 100% guaranteed they're there. And you start throwing some chum, and here they come, and you start catching them, and keep a couple of mackerel and a couple of ladyfish, and now you're ready for tarpon and sharks, and you move on, you know, and try to bounce all the snook, and you know, look at your tides. If your tides aren't really moving real good, you know, you'll run the bar for while you have a slack tide. Nothing's really, really hot. So you run the reefs and you look for a cobia, and you know, it gives you about a half hour. And if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. And then the tide will start moving again. Of course, it's incoming. You're going to go south of the, you know, the harbor, and if it's outgoing, then you're going to go north of the harbor. And you're going to start looking for your tarpon. Well, you're going to catch a shark while you're trying to catch a tarpon, because the whole bay is just loaded down with sharks.
It's unbelievable how many sharks are out there. Absolutely staggering.
Yeah. And a lot of species, too. You know, we really were predominant in bull sharks and black tips. And, you know, and then hammerheads about a third of us. But anyway, we got spinners, a lot of sand, a lot of reef. And then you got your blacks, your bulls, and your hammers, too. But anyhow, it's just really, really doing well.
I mean, it's just been amazing, and you've been running pretty much every day. Do you have any openings coming up?
Nope. My April's done, and I think I'm just about, I have a lot of things I could put halves behind. Like I have a full day that I could put a four-hour afternoon with, you know, that I can add on this and that, but I'm just about every day booked now, something going on. Not meaning I can't put another one behind it or before it, but
if somebody really needs to get out, you can figure out a way of hopefully getting them out, you know, a little bit here or there.
Yeah, a lot of my stuff is repeat business that I can, people don't mind moving left or right, you know, days, you know, for it. So sometimes I can move somebody to another week and put them behind somebody else to get somebody else out, but it's looking really good schedule-wise.
What are you doing on tarpon, getting the tarpon? What bait are you using now?
Well, I started out using Fritzens, and then I went to cut bait. I went to mackerel and ladyfish cut down on the bottom.
Ladyfish, mackerel would be illegal.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, we would never do that.
No. Spanish.
That's, again, illegal.
But there's just tons of those running through there. If you get into mackerel, it's where you want to use your ladyfish. If there's not a mackerel or ladyfish gun, you want to use a thread fence.
Right, but using Spanish mackerel as cut bait is illegal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, not cut bait. Yeah. If there's mackerel in the area, you want to use a ladyfish.
Gotcha. Okay, now we're getting it.
If they're not in the, you know, there's nothing there, you use a thread fin. If you use a thread fin with mackerel, you're not going to catch anything but mackerel.
Right. So you're putting on a bigger bait, like a big ladyfish or a big chunk of ladyfish, trying to give them something that too big for the mackerel to pick up.
Well, yeah, there's just, they just don't seem to hit it up. You won't catch one, but it goes way down.
Right. Because, I mean, those mackerel, they get such a mouth on them. I mean, the whole front of their face opens up, and it's all teeth and mouth.
The lady fish are about a foot, you know, so it kind of slows the mackerel bite down a lot. But you put a thread fin out, it's every second. I mean, it doesn't hit the water very long when you got a mackerel on.
Anything, now, if you were going to throw an artificial, the mackerel don't seem to be too fussy this year. Small spoons, jigs, just about anything seems to be working pretty good.
Well, yeah, the mackerels are in big numbers right now. Ladyfish, too. The trout are starting to pop, and they're starting to see more numbers on the trout now, even.
Really?
Yeah, the trout are starting, we're starting popping more numbers on the trout.
Now, that's weird. Would you have suspected that, or wouldn't you have thought it had slowed down a little bit?
I thought it had slowed down a little bit, and it wasn't really good to start off with.
Yeah,
you know, in my opinion.
It was not a good trout season this year.
No, it wasn't. So, anyhow, that's what I looked at. But all of a sudden, it seems like you're starting to find a lot of trout on the grass beds now.
Huh. That's just weird. Just weird. You know, and I mean, to me, catching a single trout is like having a hare in your food. When you're sitting there and, you know, you go up to your wife or your girlfriend, she's got a whole head of hair and it's just beautiful and you want to touch it and play with it, but you get one single hare and it's just annoying. And that's the same thing with a single trout for me. If I catch a trout, I want to catch a school of trout.
Right, correct. Well, even around numbers, that's what we're used to.
Yeah.
But well, if you get a trout, you can't not catch a trout. But
this year wasn't that way. It was, you had to, you know, you'd catch one here and one there, and occasionally you got into a school or two. But it wasn't like normal years where you could just go out and just play with a bunch of trout.
Yep, that's exactly how it was.
So, anyway, but the trout are picking back up. What are you hooking them on?
Can you say that again, sir?
What are you catching the trout with?
Oh, trout? I'm using, if I'm on the grass and it's shallow, I'm using the Zip and Ziggy. And if I have any kind of deep fluids, they're on the edge of the bar, running around the bars, I'm using the Storm Twitch Bait.
There you go. Yeah, that Storm really kind of kicks. I've been twitching it, but with an upward, like, jigging motion back on the flat, and it seemed to work pretty good that way. Rather than trying to side twitch it where it caught a little too much water, got down a little too far. And that helped me get it because it was so darn effective. I was trying to make it a little better in the shallow water.
You have to do a lot of slow twitching and real slow. It'll do a lot of dancing and it'll stay fairly, relatively shallow. But you're finding them right now, but I'm finding anyhow, that either shallows or under really steep water anywhere that you're fishing, that you've got so much rolling loss with the tide that the artificial is just really not that great of a bait where I'm using, you know. Especially your afternoon tides. I'm getting just clumps of rolling loss rolling all across the flat. You know, dying off and heading off to the reef and getting gone.
And I can tell you, I get people saying, well, how do I, you know, what can I do to, you know, get through this? I said, leave. I mean, I don't think there's anything else you can do. Go find a different spot. Because once that moss rolls in, there's nowhere to go but, you know, tangled up in the moss.
The only thing that you can get away with is if you use a weedless drip shed, and you can use the mirror lures, you can use gold, anything that's, you know, the drip shed, and you put a bass hook on them. And make it weedless, you can, you know, it goes right around it and gets through it.
Yeah, it does help a lot.
But it's not going to be guaranteed because it's such clumps.
Yeah.
You're still going to hang out. The best thing is to move, and we're just finding a lot of that right now.
You know, I'm sitting here literally coloring in your logo because you got your logo and there's four different colors all around it. So I'm sitting here actually filling in black all the way around your logo. This is like the most tedious thing I've done in weeks. You know, I'm doing it while I'm talking to you because I want to put your logo up next to this because I got the picture of you and your boy, you know, you with the little man, and I want to add your logo on a couple of them. And this is like tedious work here, my friend. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, this is the mark of true friendship. When you're sitting here with the cursor going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, trying to pretty up your logo so I can put it on the fishing report. So, anyway, just letting you know, that's what I'm doing while I'm talking to you. That's why I'm a little distracted here today. But, I mean, it's a great logo, but it's got all the different colors, and I'm trying to give it a black background, and it's just making me nuts. I can't do it any other way but with the little pixel dots. But anyway, everything else has been going on pretty good, and you think, what's your prediction for this next month?
Well, I believe it's going to, I believe is the last little cold front that we have, and I believe it's going to really rear back now and go wide open. I don't see any holdups on anything after this. Like Monday, Tuesday, I think we're back in the 80, 85 by Wednesday, and 87, I think it was Thursday. The wind's supposed to run down about 6 miles an hour. The high gusts are right down. So you're looking at the perfect weather for everything to go ahead and finish up and get come in the spring hard. So yeah, it looks like it's going to open wide open.
I think I built my last fire. Maybe tomorrow morning I'll be able to build one more. You know, in the morning I go outside and sit and have coffee. But when it's this cold, I build a fire in the fireplace, and that way I can sit and have my nicotine and my coffee right there in front of the fireplace, and doesn't smoke up the house. You know. But I'm almost thinking I'm on my last fire of the year.
You probably are.
Well, at least last fire of the season.
I would think you would be.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of surprised when I had to build a fire. You know, I really didn't think it was going to get that cold. Man, it hit 47.
Yeah, it dropped right on down.
But
which was good, because we got it aired out. And we actually did the late off-season cold snap, and to do exactly what we're talking about. That's what actually kills this, a lot of this rolling moss. The real hard fluctuation, that tide, the temperature going up and down either way, dramatically, is just like your grass, and it's more sensitive with the water. And you're going to start getting your bigger tides now, too, so it's loosened it all up, and it's knocked it off, it's crippled it. So you're going to see a lot of it go. And then that'll open it up to where the rolling moss will actually leave the grass. And it'll separate. And you'll have your grass bed back instead of just big old rolls of rolling moss out there.
No, I'm with you. We need the cooler weather. Keep that water temp down. Keep the bacteria count down. Get the moss and all the algae and stuff under control. So the cooler temperatures are a real blessing.
Well, and also, you don't want your water temperature to be in the high 80s this time of year, due to the storms we're getting ready to have.
Yeah.
So, when your water temperature is really, really hot early, then it gets really boiling later on, and that's not good for the hurricanes. My personal belief is I like the water temperatures to be, mid-80s. Low 80s and mid 80s, as soon as it can get there, because that's where I like to fish at.
Yeah.
But I don't want it up in the 90s, like it is in July and August, too early. You want it to come gradual. You don't want it to shock either way.
No, I'm with you 100%. It's very beneficial to have this cold weather, as much as, we're uncomfortable with it. Like I say, I kind of got nostalgic, built a fire in the fireplace, and just kind of hung out this morning, and I didn't leave the house till about 6:30, so, it was all good. But, looking forward to a great week of fishing this week. Now, if you were going to send somebody out, just your average angler, any idea, where would you tell them to go?
Well, it depends on what they want to catch. Just for a bite.
Just go out and have
anywhere in 7 foot of water that you really want to go, anywhere that you can get to in 7 foot of water, you're going to have, within a couple of miles, some kind of ladyfish or a mackerel bite. And they pull real good, and ladyfish are fun. They flip around, and you can use those for bait, like I said. So you got a lot to go with. You're also going to have sharks and tarpon in that 7 foot of water. So you got, you got little species and you got big species, all in that that depth of water right now. To eliminate one or the other, you would go shallower, so you'd start to eliminate your bigger fish, and deeper, you're just gaining more of your bigger fish. So I think about 7 foot, 6-7 foot is probably the key depth right now for about the transfer zone.
You know, and what's probably one of the most fun things you can ever do is sitting there, and you're catching some mackerel or some ladyfish, and all of a sudden you reel it in, and the next thing you know, a 150-pound tarpon has swallowed it, and now you've got the tarpon online.
Exactly.
That is, I mean, I loved watching people's faces when that would happen. They're sitting there, and they're bringing in this fish, and they're having a good time, and then all of a sudden, just the line on the reel starts to come unloaded. I mean, they're just, everything's coming apart, and they're just looking at it going, what? And then this 6-foot tarpon pops up out of the water.
Exactly. And then they go and make a trip to your store. Usually that's what I have to do to get you and I.
Well, the first thing they got to do is make a trip down to the department store and get some fresh undies. And then they come down here to get new line.
Yep, exactly. Well, it's all worth it, though. It's like I say, it's getting good. And, everything's starting to pop off. And it actually was going to where it should have been. And we got that last hole fault, which is this weekend. And, you know what happens every year? You usually get a late limit. And as much as we all hate them, they're, like you say, they're very beneficial to the ecosystem. So, anyhow, we got it done and over with, I believe, for the year now. So now it's just going to be straight out sailing on and just start taking pictures now.
Yeah, it you're getting into that mega picture time where people come from all over the world to get their pictures with big, beautiful fish. And you're doing shark, you're doing tarpon, you're doing snook, you're doing redfish, the trout, the mackerel. I mean, there's so many fish to choose from right now, and you don't really have to get, if you're out doing tarpon and the tarpon aren't cooperating, you can just head in a little bit and just start catching something else.
Exactly.
I mean,
don't waste it. If you're not catching anything and you're after something, don't waste your time. You know, don't stay after it all day. I mean, there's so much to catch out there. Really, just move around and just do so. I mean, you can drift around out there with any kind of bait overboard, and you shouldn't drift more than 30 minutes anywhere without something hit. That may not be what you want, but something's going to hit, and then you just got to figure out what to go for from there. But, I mean, if you're drifting around over 30 minutes without having something on the line, you're doing something wrong.
Now, are you drifting with the line? Are you got sinkers on? Are you freelining, using a float?
I pretty much freeline anything if I'm drifting. Very rarely will I ever drift it on the bottom because you're just gathering up stuff on the bottom of the lead down there. If you're drifting,
right.
If anything, you're going to put a cork on it and hold it on it. If you want to fish, you know, the first 3 foot of the water, then you're going to put the cork on and keep it dancing on top. If not, you're going to freeline it. And it could be on the bottom, you know, or just off the bottom, or wherever it's going to be at.
Well, the slower the current, the deeper it'll go. The quicker the current, the higher up in the water. But that's the same way as everything natural is going to be working.
Exactly.
It more mimics a natural drift.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's the nice thing about having that little 5-mile-an-hour breeze. If you're in 7 foot of river, you're going to have a breeze pushing you one way or another. And if you put something out, it's going to go out behind you. You can, you know, use your motor as a rudder and keep two poles, you know, straight and then out behind you, but they're not going to tangle. You want to put one shorter than the other one, so you have like one at, I put one out like 40 feet and one out at 60 feet.
Right.
And no matter what happens, they're not going to tangle. And you just let them drift out there. And you should get hit. If you're not getting hit, then you need to, you know, change addresses. Cause
yeah, just move up or down the harbor a little bit.
Yep. Well, 30 minutes, I'd give it 30 minutes, 30-minute drifts, and if something happened, I'd run a few miles and do it again. But I think it's very rare that you won't have a hit 7 foot of water in 30 minutes anywhere in the harbor right now.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. It's a great time for the average fisherman because you can come down and catch a lot of fish, and a lot of it's very good eating, and then all of a sudden you can just, you know, you're sitting there fishing for these fish, next thing you know, you've got something on that's hundreds of pounds, and it's just crazy. It's this is the memory time in Florida.
Absolutely.
So, anything else we need to go over today, Captain?
Well, not today. That's really the other thing here. Everybody just be sitting. We got a lot more boats on the water right now. So, a few tips would be make sure you use a lot of sunscreen, put it on the moon so you even go out and reapply. Make sure you have some kind of fluoride glass, like for salt life. Some kind of hat that makes sure you cover your ears if you wear a buff or not, because you will burn out real quick. And especially when you get a little bit of breeze where you don't feel it as much. But, you know, you just watch the weather. We're going to have the afternoon thunderstorms cranking up here pretty soon. And let's just all be safe.
Okay. Well, everybody, that Captain Tom Fisher and the crowd loves you, my friend. The crowd just loves you. How's that new tackle working out?
Oh, I also got the tackle. I just got it from the... And I got it right behind your huge, monstrous tent settle. And somehow you had everything I needed. And I've been using it the day I got it. I used it that afternoon. And I used a shark and a tarpon gear. And I have had my clients have been totally satisfied. And we've been catching everything. I haven't had any problems with any of it. The only thing that I have lost is a few hooks to some sharks. And that's understandable. You're going to do that if you're shark fishing.
Yeah, if you're not losing...
But besides that, I am really, really, really seriously recommend your pin gear, your star rods, and the bigger gear that I just picked up, my tarpon and my shark stuff, is just unbelievable. And just doing great. Which I use pin stuff and the little stuff, too. But it's just working out absolutely great for me.
Good. Well, I just finished cleaning up, or changing up, you know, coloring in your logo here, so I'm actually going to save that, and I'll be putting that. I've been working at it the whole time we've been talking here. It's one of these days I'll show you what it's like to actually do that. I'm looking for your file here so I can put it in there. There you are. Okay. Fish. Logo. All right, got that saved. Putting that up next to the radio show. You click on that logo that it took me forever to color in to make it look nice, and it'll take you right to Tom's website. And I guess that's about it for this edition, Captain. Anything I forgot?
I think we're gonna be calling probably Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or all 3 days. Give me a shout out here. I'll be on the water every day, but anytime, just give me a shout out there, and we'll see if we can't tell you what's going on during the day.
Well, I'm going to try and call you on Tuesday and get an idea of the water conditions and what everything's doing after this front has gone through. So we'll give it Tuesday. I'll try and get a hold of you and see what we can put together as far as a, you know, update on the reports. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll see you later, Captain Tom. And this is Fishing Frank, and thanks for listening to Radio Fishing. Bye-bye.